Is I sing, he's my savior, he's my king. Amen.
Good morning to everyone. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to see everybody. How's everybody doing? God is good. We thank him for blessing us to be here to wake up this morning. It's a beautiful day today, isn't it? Nice and crisp outside. If you're visiting with us, you're a truly honored guest, and thank you so much for being a part of our fellowship. All our elders will acknowledge all of the visitors at the end of our worship service, and we hope you've already met some friendly Fifth Ward folks. If not, then shame on us. If you're watching by way of television, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully, we can say something that may prick your heart, touch your heart. If you need to talk to someone, if you have a Bible question, please call the number on your screen. And we'll minister to you this morning. Hopefully one day we can see you in our building. We know that you're close somewhere in the area because our program goes in the area. And so if you're not providentially hindered, get up one morning and come and join us at 8 o'clock and 11:15 worship service. Isn't that right, church? Open invitation to those that's watching. Just open your Bibles, if you will. We started a lesson series entitled No Time to Quit. No Time to Quit. We actually added other titles. I'll just stick to that one for right now. Last week's lesson was how to get from here to there. I didn't finish lesson one. We're going to lesson two. Just briefly, how to get from here to there. We're in the book of Joshua. Beautiful, wonderful, historical letter that God left us. Different temperaments, the victory of God's people from listening to him and following his will, his word. If you haven't read it, you owe it to yourself to read all of the letter, all of the book of Joshua, how to get from here to there. Quick review. First, we got to receive God's challenge. He issued a challenge. He issued an invitation to Joshua. Remember the promise that God made to the children of Israel to get them out of he got them out of bondage and to give them a promised land. Well, they're on the journey now. Moses has died. Joshua has taken over. And Joshua has been passed the baton. And then now they stand before the Jordan River, if you will. Jordan River is what stands between them from getting to here. Anybody here this morning want a better life? I believe we do. I believe we all want a better life. Well, most of the time, better means getting from where you are to somewhere else. And they stood before the Jordan, as we stand before the Jordan. It's a decision. That's what it is, really. The Jordan River is a faith decision. And you have to receive God's promise, God's invitation. God does not twist our arms. God does not make us get in the water to be baptized for the forgiveness of all of our sins. That's a decision that we have to make. Although Joshua was the protege of Moses and he walked, he saw God work, now is his time. He has to make. Joshua, you have to lead the people across the Jordan River. And it was a shown off challenge. But I tell you what's better, what's on the other side is much better than what's on this side. It's better. And as we stand before our Jordans, we talked about our different Jordans and things that we have to make up in our mind. If we're going to do better, something got to change. We got to move. We got to do something different. And they did. They made the decision to cross that Jordan. And once they made the decision, God just parted the waters. See, sometimes we're trying to figure it all out in our mind. You can't do that anyway. We want all the answers before we have faith. If I see it, I believe. That's not even faith. Yeah. And God, they made the decision, and God did his part. And he parted the Jordan River, and they walked over on the other side. Lord have mercy. So many promises on the other side, but we have to make the first step. God has already made his. And then the part that I didn't get to, you see, understanding our faith, Lord, and Mary, we need some help with our faith. First, the second point in that lesson last week was you got to understand God's commitment. You got to understand God's commitment. It's like no other. Read in Joshua 1:5. No man will be able to stand. This is what he told them. We will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. This is God's commitment. Just as I've been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake. That's what God said to Joshua. And I know we read that and we take light of that, but that's a strong commitment. When was the last time somebody actually told you, I will stay with you. I will be with you. I will be with you forever. Anybody ever told you that before? I tell you, that's a mighty powerful thing to say. That takes an audacity. That takes a lot of confidence to be able to even say, I'm scared to say that to hardly anybody. Yeah. I remember when I was being recruited playing football and, you know, trying to decide which school I was going to go to. And all these coaches coming, they talking to you, promising you that, yes, you be good. You're going to start and blah, blah, blah. I'm listening. That's good. But you know what none of them ever said? As long as if you commit to us, I'm going to commit to you. As long as you stay with us, I'm going to stay with you. You know what? Some of you youngsters playing sports or being recruited, you got some talent. Somebody comes to you and wants you to join their team and be on their team. Ask them, well, what kind of commitment are you going to make to me? You know, the coaches, they will not tell you as long you commit to us. And I heard the coach at University of Houston coach, what's his name? Herman. Coach Herman. I heard that he's going to the University of Texas. Is that true?
Yeah.
He recruited a class to I'm a Houston Cougar. I'm very red and white, and my commitment is to Houston. I'm not talking about him. I'm not hating on him. I know they probably giving him a much bigger paycheck. But you know what? Don't put your trust in people. God made Joshua, I will be with you. I will not forsake. You know, I've decided this as I was studying this. I'm saying it publicly. See, when we get married, that's the kind of commitment we need to make to our mates. It's the kind of commitment that God wants. What God had joined together, let no man put asunder. And you know what? I'm going to start doing this in my counsel. I'm telling you right now, if you come and you want to counsel me, you better be serious about your marriage. Amen, somebody? I didn't hear the whole bunch of amens. I'm going to say this to you. Are you willing to commit to your spouse? Now, see, we can't make the same commitment as God makes because we're not God. See, something we need to be careful about what we say. You need to make a commitment. I commit to you as your future husband that as long as I live, now I can say that. You can't say you're gonna be with him forever because you don't have forever. But as long as I live, I am committing my faithfulness. I'm committing myself to you as your husband. And wives, you need to do the same thing. Now, so you're not going to call me for counseling, are you? I am. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to have the couples to sign it. I do. I'm just telling you, I'm getting a little bit more. I'm getting older. I'm trying to be wiser as I teach God's word. And this is no plaything. If you want to see this, because see what the wife is asking the husband. See, wife, you're saying that you're willing to submit to this man in the fear of God. Amen, somebody. And that's a strong, see, but when was the last, how do you think it would make your children feel? Daddies, have you told your children, son, daughter, I'm going to be with you. Dad is not going to leave you. I'm going to help you as long as I live. You, one thing you don't have to worry about is I'm going to be here for you.
Amen.
What do you think that would do to your children's confidence? When they go out into the world and other folks are riding them, they're not going to jump off a building. They're not going to shoot themselves because they say that I know there's one person that's on my side.
Amen.
God makes that commitment to Joshua, and he made it to us.
Amen.
And he makes it to us. And that is a powerful thing. Listen to what else. It's powerful. It's personal. Notice what he says. He says, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not. It's personal. This is God the Father. I'm going to stay with you. Yeah, you so you athletes, if somebody's recruiting you, ask them when they ask you, I want you to sign on the dotted line, get a piece of paper out and say, I want you to sign on the dotted line that you're not going to leave me. You want me to commit to you. And you know what they're going to say? Well, blah, 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 blah. And God's commitment is permanent. Listen to Joshua 1:9. Joshua 1. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In no circumstance. That's how you get from here to there, when you make that decision. But listen, when God makes that decision, this was the last point. I was hurrying up trying to go through the first lesson. Well, see, when God makes that kind of commitment to you, guess what he wants? He wants thoroughly for you to trust and obey his commandments fully. God don't want this half commitment. God wants it fully. He wants it fully. Joshua 1, verse 7. Joshua, only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all. Everybody say all. All the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate it on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all. Everybody say all. All that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. That's how you get from here to there. There's no half. No such thing as saying, look at baby, I want you, I want to marry you, I want to be with you for the rest of my life. But no. See, when you commit, yeah, that's how you get from here to there. But can't nobody do that, have it here in your mind. Don't stop making excuses about, well, I don't know if I can. Come on now. Make the commitment. God already made the commitment. And notice this, he has the best life. God is telling you, just make the commitment. I'm going to bless you. Amen. The things you are worrying about, the things you think you won't have, I already got them. Amen. But I want you to commit to me. No half-stepping. Yeah, not keeping something on the side. Give me your all. Amen. Put me first. It's what God wants to be in our lives. That's how we get from here to there. Don't you want to be good parents? Don't you want to have a happy marriage, a happy home? Commit to her. Give her everything. Stop holding back. Man, I can't get my wife to do that. What you doing? My husband, he out. Stop complaining. Serve him. Reverence him. That's right. I tried it for 2 days. Woo, Lord, let me move to my second. Let me move on. That was lesson one. I'm on lesson two now. Lesson two. You got to read some of this on y'all. I can't go through it all. Lord, God is good, though. God is good. God is good. Lord, help us, Jesus. Come on, we got to be real. See, we want somebody to do everything for us. Overcoming obstacles. Overcoming obstacles. No sooner than they're crossing the Jordan, there's a major obstacle appear. See, the Jordan is just the decision. See, it's the making up of mind. Some of us, we've been in here right now, we mainly have Christians. But there are those who are seekers, who are seeking the truth. Well, God is waiting for you to, he's issued the invitation. He's waiting for you to make the decision. And you stand before your Jordan. Now you've made your decision. You've been baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sin. That's the crossing. Yeah, that's the entrance to, you can't skip this. That's the entrance into getting on the other side. But as soon as you get, they got on the other side, well, no sooner they made that decision, the major obstacle stands before you. This is the real world we're living in. Yeah, we live in this world, but not to be of the world. Wouldn't it be wonderful that we could be in paradise and that there's no trouble, no sin, but we're in a sinful world, aren't we?
Amen.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. And then the brother read and you hear in verse Joshua 6:1. Notice we've skipped some chapters. That's a more beautiful reading between there, but I want to make this point. Now Jericho, there it is. Jericho, that major obstacle, was tightly shut because of the sons of Israel. No one went out, no one came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand and its king and its valiant warrior. Jericho, understand this about Jericho without going through all the details. It was a city, especially at this time, fully paganistic. Fully paganistic. Major city. Notice, I showed the map. Junior, did I include the map? I have a map of Jericho. I want to show you where it is. Did I send that to you? I didn't give it to you. Maybe I didn't give it to him. Maybe, see if you can find that map real quick. I just want you to get a visual. Notice, you remember when they crossed the Jordan? The Jordan starts at the Sea of Galilee. It comes down to the, it empties into the Dead Sea. Remember last week I said, Jordan River, I don't know if you remember this, it's about 65 miles long. The word Jordan means descender. It actually is a river that gets lower in altitude. It goes about 600 feet altitude, so the river is going down. It descends into the Dead Sea. And at Jericho, they crossed the Jordan right almost before the Dead Sea. Right almost before the Dead Sea. They crossed the Jordan. And after they crossed the Jordan River, there a few miles away lies the city Jericho. Here we go. I don't have a pointer up here. A little bit foggy right here. Here is Jericho. Can you see that? Okay. They cross it right at the end of the Dead Sea go to Jericho. Jericho's there. Paganistic city. The word Jericho actually means, translated, moon city. It would be a name derived from one of the moon gods. Fully sinful, no place for the people of God. Did you know that? There are some places that Christians really need to kind of run from even today. I know you said, but you think about Las Vegas? Not necessarily. You know, Las Vegas, one sister, I think I remember years ago, I can't remember whether I mentioned something about y'all Las Vegas, and the sister came to me and said after church, she said, Brick, I'm from Las Vegas. It's not all sinful. And that's true. Amen. There's some people that have homes and residence in Las Vegas. And it's like Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas is a beautiful city, but it got a lot of sin in it, don't it?
Amen.
You just have to watch where you're going. But you know, there's some places, though, you can't hardly raise a family here. If you're going to keep them. And Jericho was full of trouble. Full of trouble. Now God told them, you got to go through Jericho to claim this, to begin claiming all what God has promised unto them. And it's kind of like that with us. After we made that decision, no sooner than we made the decision to follow Jesus, holy, oh, I'm excited about being a Christian, do obstacles appear? A lot of times this would knock us off our journey, depending on our faith, depending on who we are, depending on what's happening, obstacles come. Jericho was their obstacle, but we have different obstacles today. You know, you make a commitment. Don't it seem like when you make a commitment, then the naysayers come out. You know, oh you did what? oh, you a Christian now, huh? Especially, depending on what age you are, if you're young, you know how difficult it is for a young teenager to live holy? Yeah, you know, and I know you're excited, and we in this surrounding, it's a protected environment. We encouraging, and congratulations, man of God. You know, two of our young men are preaching tonight.
Wow.
Two of our young men, yeah. Mm. Clayton and Xavier. I'm looking forward to that. That's a wonderful step, don't you think?
Yes.
It's wonderful that they're doing that. Be ready, though, Clayton. Xavier, be ready.
Amen.
You know, some people are so happy and so encouraged, and I know your parents are, but you know, everybody not happy. People, you know, I don't know. I guess people just, they still call them haters. Amen. Some people miserable. They want you to be miserable. Amen. Yeah, you happy, you excited, you made a decision. I'm gonna live for the Lord. Amen. Then the naysayers, the negative. They come in all form, male, female, relatives, family, co-workers. Yeah, they just, you know, just some of them are sarcastic when they say stuff. Yeah, I wonder how long this gonna last. Amen. Things like that, or, you know, see, I knew you when. I know what you're all about. Yeah. Those blows, they pierce us. You know, obstacles, they come. You excited, they take all the air out you, the wind out of. Then you have some people are leeches. You know, you see, you have to be careful of who you keep company with. You know, you on a journey, and some people suck the life out you. Some people around you just to use you for what they can use you for. Some people just you want to hang with you, and you got all kinds. Then you got obstacles, you got temptations. Amen. Or the mercy of the temptations. I'm telling you, I don't have a ready-made answer. I know the word of God. See, it tells us what to do. The Bible says resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Amen. It does say resist. You got to have a certain amount of resistance. I think we need to keep asking ourselves after we make that commitment. You remember we're trying to get from here to where we are to there. We're trying to get to the better life. I think we need to always continue to ask ourselves a question. You know, keep in the face of temptation, because temptation can look so good. It comes in all forms. Sometimes it's a shiny glass with some colored water in it. Sometimes it's an aroma. It's a sweet. It comes in smoke and little packs and pieces. Sometimes it comes in bottles, a prescription bottle. Sometimes it's got a shape. It's like shaped just like a. Sometimes it looks like the hook walking right in. And just all kind of temptations. Ahead of time, while we're not in a temptation, put them in perspective. Put them in right now, while you got your sane mind. Put them in perspective. Really. I keep asking yourself the question, is this gonna make things better? What kind of life do I? I'm trying to make things better. I'm trying to reach the real goal. And what is this going to do? Is it really worth it? One night, one time. Yeah. Just keep, you know, put, you know, don't sell yourself for one moment. It's not. Can we say those that have experienced it is not worth it?
Amen.
As much as it might feel like it at the time,
amen.
It's not worth losing your job over this. Yeah, and so, yeah, obstacles, they're going to appear. Lord, how many? Oh, Lord, I don't know. Yeah, they're going to appear. Jericho there stands before them. But you know this? Obstacles, and this is one of the lessons I learned in reading this. Obstacles provide the greatest opportunities to build confidence in our faith. They provide the greatest opportunities to build confidence. The Bible says, for them that think they stand to take heed lest we fall. See, a lot of us right now, we have false confidence. You know, or fragile confidence. What do you mean, Brother Gary? See, some of us think we're strong. You know, and why you say that? Because, see, until you are tested, until you are tried, until you have overcome something, you really don't know how strong you are.
Amen.
Amen, somebody. Now, I do pray always. I pray all the time, Lord, please don't. I've heard somebody, don't put more on me than I can bear. And I don't have to, please, if you don't have to test me, you can pass by me. But some of us, we get critical of other folk for falling because we haven't been through the same thing. Yeah, you say, oh, Lord, that's a shame. That's a shame. That's a shame. That just don't make no sense. How do you know it don't make any sense? Have you gone through? Well, see, yes. Maybe God is teaching us a lesson in this job. As soon as they crossed the river, then now they got to Jordan. Ooh, not a Jordan, not Jericho. Now we crossed the river. Lord, I decided I'm going to be with you. I'm going to live with you. Oh, Lord, I'm almost there. Well, you in the real world, son, daughter, son. Yes, you got baptized, but everybody not saved. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you walk right in your house, and Lord, have mercy. The devil's sitting right So what are you saying? The sooner we overcome an obstacle, the easier our future battles become.
Amen.
Notice this about God. Now let's get back in the Bible. Notice this. Joshua 6:1. Recognize your obstacles. Recognize they don't have the power you think that they have. Joshua 6:1. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the sons of Israel. This is Jericho, the city. It's the city. It says it's closed down. It's on lockdown. You know why it's on lockdown? Because they've heard about God. They've heard what God has done for the children of Israel. See, a lot of things we fear, they already fear us. Some people. Many people don't understand people who are faith. They watch us. Especially after you become consistent, you become a man of God, you become a woman of God, your lifestyle's changed, and you're calmer, you're more at peace, you know, you're not chaotic, you're not frantic, and you're not that you're perfect, but you come in a changed person.
Amen.
And you know that scares some folk.
Amen.
Some people don't know how to react. These folk in Jericho, they've heard all that God is doing, all these wonderful things. They know that they've crossed the... They even know what promises God... They know God has promised them that they're gonna give them a land. They're scared sitting behind those walls.
Amen.
And a lot of us, we don't realize that we already got the victory. And we live defeated lives. We live anxious lives. And we see Jericho and we say, big problem, big obstacle. What am I going to do? Stop making things bigger than they are.
Amen.
People, places, circumstances, stop making them bigger than they are because God is bigger than all.
Amen,
amen somebody. Now. So. The obstacle comes soon because God wants us to grow now. Yeah. God wants us to continue to grow. And if we would put our faith in God and allow God to lead us, it's going to build our confidence as we overcome these battles that we go through every single day. And so why wait for the obstacle? Why wait 10 years to give you an obstacle and you thinking you're strong and you're not strong?
Amen.
And so here Jericho lies right after this decision you make that you have committed. You want to be on the other side. You want the better life. So Christian saints, get ready for an obstacle.
Amen.
Beforehand. Yeah, and it's not nearly as big as you think it is. And so I wish I had time to read you God's, some of you have already read it, God's plan for, see, God wants you to want to make sure you understand that the victory is his and not yours. See, because then we start trying to devise our own plans. And God told Joshua, he said, I want you to take all of the mighty men. I want you to march around this city of Jericho 6 times. And some of you young people, you need to read this. It's better than the video games. He told him, I want you to march around the city 6 times. Now, this plan had never, ever been devised before, none in the Bible. No other time, no other place you'll read of a plan like this. And God wanted to make sure you understand this is not your devising. This is my plan. And this is going to, and it is a fully faith. See, we want a complicated answer. But God wants his children to have the eyes of faith. Remember the Bible says in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of, hearing by the word of God. See, God wants it, people of God, to have undeniable trust in him and him alone. So it is the eyes of faith that God wants to strengthen in you, so you understand that I can help you if you will put all of your faith in me. And he tells them, he says, I want you to march around this wall six times. He says, I want the priests to take their horns on the seventh day. Everybody's going around it. And so there they are. They're obeying God's command. Joshua said, listen, this is what we're going to do. I could just see them. Joshua was telling them, listen, this is what we're going to do. I want all of my mighty men. We're going to march around the city six times. The priests, we stand before with the Ark of the Covenant. You go out, you lead first. And we're going to march. And I imagine thinking, when Joshua was telling them, those people were saying, we going to do what? Hopefully they were just saying it in their minds. I don't think that they complained. They didn't say it. According to the scripture, they did not. They fully obeyed Joshua. Why would they do this? Because God already showed them. They just got through walking on dry land. They just made the decision to walk with God. And so they walk around the city. And notice this. I wonder what they were doing in the city as they were walking. The people of Jericho, look, what are they doing? I don't know, but it looks scary to me. They don't understand what's going on. And the seventh time, they blow the trumpets, they sound the horn, and God told them to shout with a loud, all these people, with a loud, let's say, would you help me? Yeah, some of you are not going to help me. On the count of three, I want everybody to say, if you can, unless you got laryngitis. If you can, on the count of three, I want everybody to say, well, just say shout. On the count of three, everybody say shout. You back there in the back, let's try to make these lights blow out. On the count of three. On the count of three. I know some of you are not going to help, but you can close your eyes. You won't do it. Count of three. Shout. Everybody shout. Shout. One, two, three. Shout! Ooh. That was pretty good. Somebody was helping really good over here. This is just a handful. This is just a handful of people. Imagine, notice this. Imagine what the people on the inside of that city, when they heard just the shout, this crazy plan God devised, and the Bible says the walls of Jericho. Some of you know the song, The Walls of Jericho? The walls of Jericho came. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. Y'all remember the song? No, I was just and the walls just boom came down. And all you can say is this is nothing but
amen.
Nothing but God. Some of us have been through some nothing but God experiences already in our life. I wish we had time to testify, if you will, in the Church of Christ.
Amen.
Overcoming obstacles. See, God wants us to develop the eyes of faith.
Amen.
Seeing as God sees. Says, listen to the word of God. Go to the New Testament, Hebrews 13:5. Hebrews 13. Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have, for he himself said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. I want you to see that, because you know we're in the Old Testament. When God said that to Joshua, he says that to us today. And the part he concludes in the beginning of this, he says, make sure your character is free from the love of money, being content. Because see, that's one of the obstacles that get a whole lot of us. is that we so worried about making a dollar, keeping a dollar, having enough money. We are so worried about those kinds of things, and it's keeping us from having the eyes of faith that God is telling us. He says, look here, I'm going to commit. Stop worrying about, don't commit to me. I'm going to be with you. And, well, I know, but I can't see it. You're not supposed to see it.
Amen.
Yet.
Amen.
We walk around this city. I can't see. Maybe there was somebody walking in their mind. I'm walking, but I don't know what's going to happen because I'm just following somebody else. I'm going to walk now. I'm not going to complain because God has been good. I know he's been good. I know he's helped some people, but I don't know what this going to. You, Lord, have mercy, boy. You might well get out the line. Yeah. Because, you know, let me say, I don't want to be negative, but see, Jericho, the obstacle has always been there.
Well.
Jericho didn't just pop up just that day. It had already been there. See, some of the obstacles, some of the things. See, they're there. And it's this: if you want some help in getting to the other side, you got to learn how to deal with some of these issues that you've been already dealing with, and you haven't been doing a good job at it.
Amen.
Joshua chapter 8, verse 1. See, go ahead, commit to God, fully to God. Allow God to reveal himself to you so you can have a more consistent, more faithful life. Listen to what it does for us when we have the eyes of faith. I'm jumping a chapter 2, Joshua 8, 1. Now the Lord said to Joshua, do not fear, be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you and arise and go to Ai. Now they've defeated Jericho now. It's theirs. But there's yet other things they have to go. Just listen, you defeat one obstacle, guess what? Another one going to appear.
Amen.
Lord, I overcame that. Well, get ready.
Amen.
Something else going to happen. That's we live in this world. Now, they've defeated Jericho. That's God has given them that victory. He says, take all the people of war. You arise and go to Ai. See, he says, see, I've given you into their hand, the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. Isn't that being repetition? Didn't God just tell them that a while ago? I've given Jericho into your hand. Now, all his mighty warriors, he says it to them again about the city of Ai. And in verse 2, you shall do to Ai as the, and its king just as you did to Jericho and its king. Some of us get tripped over after obstacle because we will not have faith for God to show us, to help us, to give us confidence, to overcome other obstacles. And until we have the kind of faith God wants, we will always
Amen.
Be troubled
Amen.
And downtrodden and depressed because we don't have confidence to stand in the face of obstacles. This is what the Bible says. You shall do it, say, as a king, but if you did to Jericho and his king, you shall take only its spoil. He tells them what to do, set up an ambush, and God gave him the victory. Listen to Joshua chapter 9, verse 1 as I close. Joshua chapter 9, verse 1. Now it came about when all the kings were bound beyond the Jordan in the hill country and in the lowland and on all the coasts of the great sea toward Lebanon, the Hittite and the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite heard of it. And they gathered themselves together with one accord to fight with Joshua and with Israel. God, listen, let me tell you what God will do. God will take your relatives. God will take your enemies. God will take people who are not Christians.
Yeah.
If you fully commit to him, God will instead of making those being enemies, they will become your allies. They will help you on your journey.
Yeah.
You know, there's an old phrase, if you can't beat them, do what?
Join.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
And I don't know about you, but I can use all the help I can get.
Amen.
Every day as a parent, yeah, as a husband, as a wife, Lord have mercy. I've gotten some victories that have given me so much confidence to deal with Satan. Lord, I'm in the schoolhouse. You know, some of you parents going to school, you know, your kids are in school and you run across situations that obstacles and things that happen to you, and you want to do right and live right and stand up for God and you stand for God.
Amen.
Stand for God. God is on your side. He gives you a victory. He opens up. Thank the Lord, my kids are out of school. Now the grandkids are coming up. Thank the Lord. After a while, my wife and I, we had some situations that we went through in school with all of our kids. But thank the Lord that he was on our side for just simply for what we believe we were doing in a Christ-like manner, standing for what we believed in and standing what was right. And now when we go to the school, now, hey, Mrs. Smith, how you doing, Mrs. Smith? You have your baby, she's in class, so and so. How you doing? Come on over here, Mrs. Smith. And I say, oh, thank you, Jesus. And that's a minor incident. You say, Brother Gary, that's a minor incident, but God is able to do for us just like he did for Joshua and the children of Israel. Well, we got to finish this story because you got to know this is not the end of the story. These are two obstacles. We just kind of hit on two, maybe three obstacles that the children of Israel dealt with. And I'm talking about they came in succession. They came one after the other. You read it for yourself. They came one after another. Now you go fight. Now go fight. Now go fight. And then in the book, he starts naming all of the kings and individuals. Don't you know God already knows anybody that's an enemy of yours?
Amen.
God knows who they are.
Amen.
He knows them by name. He can identify them.
Amen.
We have to keep ourselves in God's favor. And God is waiting to bless us because it gives him all the glory. It gives us a better life on this earth, overcoming obstacles. We got to, church. We got to equip ourselves to be in better position to overcome these things that come in our lives. Some of us in here right now hurting. Look, right now we're defeated, and we don't have to be. And we don't have to be. You're here today, you're not a child of God. You're not a Christian. You need to become a Christian.
Amen.
You need to get on the right team, if you will.
Amen.
You come by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
Amen.
You can become by repenting of your sins.
Amen.
Luke 13, 3 and 5, but I tell you, nay, unless except you repent, you shall also likewise perish.
Amen.
You become by confessing the sweetest name. For with the heart, confession is made unto God. And with the mouth, salvation is made unto him. And you too become a child of God. So whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 10:32. You must be baptized in water for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Acts 2:38, Mark 16:16. God will add you to his body, to the church,
Amen.
That you can read about in the Bible. And we too become Christians, children of God, people of faith, walking by the word of God as we are added to the body of Christ.
Amen.
If you're here and you have something that you want the church want us to pray for, and then we'll pray for you even this day. Even this day. If you have something that you want to get right in your life, something that is awry in your life, that has brought you out of favor with God, then don't stay in that position. And don't hide behind a pillar post and not admit that you're not in a right relationship with God. See, one of the lessons we're going to get to as we finish this series is how to make up for lost time.
Amen.
And one of the lessons is failure is always an option. What do you mean, Brother Gary? See, some of us right now, we're in a state of failure right now.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something, God's not going to bless you. God is not going to bless you. Okay, how much you read the Bible. Okay, how much you say you want to do right? Say that you want to live for God. God's not going to bless you if you stay in your failure.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We want all of God's blessings, but God, see you. Even after God did all these wonderful things for the children of Israel, after God got all these victories, they still messed up.
Amen.
And you know we do the same thing, don't we?
Amen.
We know it. We hear it. And we stay in that state, and we wonder, well, I heard that lesson, and I made up in my mind, well, you got to get something right first. before. Yeah. But God is good. Somebody come to Jesus. Come right now as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
There's a fountain free, tears for you and me. Let us gaze always to his brim. Tis a fountain of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come?
Oh, will you come to the
fountain free? Will you come?
Tis for you
and me, thirsty soul.
Thirsty soul,
hear the welcome call. Tis a fountain. To the fountain.